Thank you very much, Rabbi Kotli, for the introduction. Rishon Mar Da'asra, Rabbi Kotli, Rabbi Avraham Steinberg, the young Israel with the main line, who's here with the brother of the Nifter, members of the Frankel family, Moray Barabosa. When Dr. Kranzler first called me and invited me to come this evening to this shul to address this most intractable of topics, I was not inclined to accept the invitation. But what is it that I could possibly say that might somehow help? A loss is always a tragedy. But the loss of a child is of a different magnitude and type. But I decided to come and to try to say whatever I can say to address this most challenging of all possible human experiences. And I want to say the obvious at the outset, and that is that I have no special wisdom and I have no special answers. I want to struggle with you as I struggle with myself. And maybe even more importantly, I want to be as honest with you as I am with myself. It's a time for honesty, for being real, not for platitudes. And so I begin Le'ilu Nishmas Aaron Baruch Mordechai Benara Pinchas Menachem. I want to start with the quote that the rabbi used in his introduction. I brought 100 copies. I don't think they're enough, so either you should have a copy or be within striking range of somebody who has a copy. So if somebody, there are two people sitting next to one another, both of whom have copies of the sheets, I'm going to ask you to donate them to those who may not have copies of the sheets. It's really important because we're going to be learning together. I don't like to come to lecture, I'd like to come to learn. So once again, if anybody's sitting next to anybody else and both of you have copies, then yes, it would be Maisa Nefesh, and please share your copy, move it down to somebody else. Shabbos and Sunday are both days of Rosh Hashanah. This coming Monday, I'm on Kippur. One of the highlights of the davening, one of the most dramatic and gripping parts of the davening, when the son and Tokev Kedusha Sayyam. It's scary, it's awful, it leaves nothing to the imagination. Not only are we frightened, but the Malachim are frightened, Kal Vachomer, we're frightened. It's the day of judgment. The Rosh Hashanah Yikaseimun and Yom Tov Kippur Yechaseimun, we're now in between the two. We finished with the Ksiva, we're looking forward to the Chasima. And then the list, the graphic presentation of potential tragedy and disaster. And then the very famous refrain, Utshuva Tfilo Tzedaka, Ma'avir Yisrael Ma'atzeiro. With the English translation, this comes from the late Philip Birnbaum's Machzor. But repentance, prayer, and charity cancel the stern decree. So the question is that true? Is that true? Does that mean that if the stern decree comes, so it's my fault, that if I would have given more charity, or if I would have davened harder, or if I would have done tshuva more deeply, then it wouldn't have happened? Because after all, there's a guarantee. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedaka, canceled. If it's not canceled, so it's a chesaron in the tshuva, tefillah, tzedaka. Is that what this means? So somehow it's my fault? Is that what we have to take away from this? Is it in our power, even remotely, to remove the evil decree? Are we to blame if it's not removed? I want to be really honest and really maybe even brutal, because this is an issue that's omei beruma shalomah. It pests us in multiple ways. No question, the immediate family. You know, Rahman al-Islam, losing a child is like being on a different planet. It's not part of the normal human experience. If it doesn't happen to you, you can't be masig. You can't even imagine what this is. It's a different life. And so, we need to ask some serious and hard questions. So it's my fault. As I stay in the fairish of the mass. This issue is the most intractable, not only for Jews, but anybody who believes in God. The bottom left, I Xeroxed Dafka from a non-Jewish source, and there'll be another one later on, from Peter Berger, very famous American sociologist of religion. It's now 40 years since he wrote one of the most important books on religion in America, called The Sacred Kennedy. And he notes, it's pushing that this is the hardest question. If all rival or minor divinities, fourth line, are radically eliminated, and if not only all power and all ethical values are ascribed to the one God who created all things in this or any other world, then the problem of theodicy becomes a pointed question directed to this very conception. More than in any other religious constellation, it may be said that this type of monotheism, and I would say it's our type of monotheism, stands or falls with its capacity to solve the question of theodicy happening God permitted. I want to work through with you four and a half different approaches. And I'll tell you at the outset that I'm not happy. I'm not comfortable. One of them, to me, speaks the loudest. The others don't really speak to me, and in fact, leave me cold. I don't really understand it. Obviously, I don't understand it, because then it would mean something to me. Concern is in me. Maybe you understand it, maybe you'll find it helpful. We are most familiar with the well-known reward and punishment paradigm. Bohayin Shavuot Tishmol Mitzvot Sayyid on the right of the first page. Hashem Elohim Mitzvah Eskamayon Yavas Hashem Elokeichem. So if we follow the mitzvahs, then Nasati Netara Tzachem Be'ito, Vasachno Digonecha, Nasati Yesev Besotcha, Vachalpo Besavada. If we do the mitzvahs, everything will be wonderful. But if Yishamru Lachem Pen Yifta Levavchem Vesartem Va'avadetem Elohim Acher, let's say, one removes oneself from God, then bad things are going to happen. The Otsaras HaShemayim Lo Yihi Yamato Lo Adam Lo Sitein Es Yivul Levavadetem Lehema. It's kind of a neat parallel here. So the Pharisee Pasuk in Chumash, we say it, I would say, quite often, between one's behavior and what one gets. This biblical paradigm is reflected in a well-known Gemara Me'inyan Diyom, page 2. The Gemara says in Masechus Rosh Hashanah, after Zayin Beis, the image of the books. When I was a little boy, I managed thought that there are books in Shammai. That's when I used to think that the Rebbe Shlomo was an old man with a long white beard. And I would imagine that this time of year he's got big books. I couldn't be massive how big these books could be, because it says a whole Bible. It's not even only Jews. And even if it's Jews, the Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of Jews. So I used to think it was a page for a person. That was inconceivable to me. Then I thought it was a line for a person. That was also inconceivable to me. The notion of books is central to our conception of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We're saying now in davening, Zochreinu b'chayim, b'lo chafetz b'chayim, b'chosveinu b'sefer hachayim. We talk about books. What do we think about when we say b'chosveinu b'sefer hachayim? The notion of books, which is so central to our davening, repeatedly now, is the subject of a very famous Maimar Chazal, Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amidbeis. Amar Rav Chos, the Doi, Amar Rav Yochanan, in the middle of the long lines, the wide lines. Shlosha Sfarim Niftachim Ber Rosh Hashanah. Three books. There are three books that are open somewhere in the Pamadia Shalayim on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishon Gimurim, the Echad Shal Tzadikim Gimurim, the Echad Shal Beinim. One of them is a book for utterly righteous tzaddikim gemurim. The echad shel, first one is rishonim gemurim. The echad shel tzaddikim gemurim. The echad shel beinim. Now let's just take a minute and define what this means. My whole life I thought that a beinoni, if you ask me, and if I ask you, how many people in the world, how many Jews in the world are made in it, are in the middle. So I would have said, the vast majority of Jews are made in it. A tzaddik omer, is it tzaddik omer? How many people in the world can we point to and say that they're tzaddik and gemuri? And conversely, how many people acknowledge that Russia omer? So it's 99.9% of world Jewry are vain. Zog Taisvis is not like that. Zog Taisvis, Dibra Masl ben Achtamim la'afim l'chayim, and Rashi in the next Gemara, Medekachosh ha'beinim, Mashma de tzaddikim gemurim, the Bachim is the word gemurim, Kari l'mish as chuyosa v'merubim. If you have mus chusim, then you have demerits. If you have more on the good side than on the bad side, so this that's tzaddikim. Rishon gemurim, misha avonosav merubim. If you have more averus, so you're a rasha gemur. So who's a beinoni? A beinoni is an infinitesimal percentage. Somebody who's mamish machzal machzal. Mamish, you're mamish right in the middle. I can't even imagine the odds of being a beinoni based on places and the last Rashi Rishon Gemurim, the last two lines, Ruba Mavolos, beinoni is machzal machzal. But let's even assume the standard explanation that most of us, you, I'm sure, many of you are tzaddikim gemurim. I'm not a tzaddik gemur. I would consider myself hamavai. I shouldn't be a rasha gemur. I would consider myself to be a beinoni. There are three books. Zok de Gemara, tzaddikim gemurim, nechtavim v'nechtamim la'al pelechai. On Rosh Hashanah, because they're open on Rosh Hashanah, tzaddikim gemurim immediately, not just nechtavim, but also nechtamim la'al pelechai. Mishan gemurim nechtavim v'nechtamim la'al pelechai. Beinim tuli ma'odim in Rosh Hashanah v'agim ha'kipurim. The beinim we're hanging, it depends on how we utilize the aser simichut. Zachu nechtavim l'chayim, lo zachu nechtavim l'elach l'yabes. So the Gemara here picks up the biblical paradigm and says that if you're a tzaddik gomer, that's it. You're nechtavim v'nechtamim l'alte l'chayim. If you're a rasha gomer, and the way Rashi and Tosfos interpret it means if you're a little bit more ahead, a little bit more ahead, so that's it, it's finished. If you're a beinoni, then it's tluyim v'omer. Right around Ramban, the top of page 3. We know the great Ramban, 13th century Spain, one of the greatest Sephardim Rishonim. We know the Ramban from his parish on La Torah. We know the Ramban from his parish on Number of Masechtos and Shas. So the Ramban wrote a drasha with Rosh Hashanah. The Yesh Lishol. The Ramban quotes this Gemara in his drasha with Rosh Hashanah. And the Ramban asks. And this is our question. Ve'ich pasak Rabbi Yochanan. This is Amar Rab Kostadoy, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Baal HaMemra is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that Tzadikim, this happens in Rishayim, this happens in Bain, and this happens. Heich pasak Rabbi Yochanan, Psaq Adin HaGodol Ve'ha'omu Kazeh, She'kol Razei Oma Peluya Bo. How is it possible for him to assert this fundamental, basic principle that all the secrets of the world relate to, that Tzadikim Gavurim Nechtavim V'nechtamam Ba'altam L'chayim, V'chichol HaTzadikim Chayim, V'chol HaRashad Nesim? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's so Russian. That's the way it is. All the Tzadikim live and all the Rashad know. V'hamo Olam V'chol Chemda Shemol V'Rashad Do. There are a lot of Rishon walking around, and the letters of Chachaz and Rishon Chag, it's a lechay, it's gevaldig, it's wonderful, they're living totally beautiful. And Psukim scream against this assertion by Rabbi Yechon. Yesh tzadik oveid b'tzidko, there's a tzadik who can be destroyed in his tzidkis. Sometimes tzaddikim, even though they are tzaddikim, end up not being treated as we would expect tzaddikim to be treated. You could be a Rasha and Ketzachoshlat in the Rishis, year after year. V'chol ha-Nadiyim enam t'meyim elo al-seh. The Nadiyim already wondered about this. V'arayim yom, you have the English on the right hand side, Tzadik atah Hashem ki arvei lecha, and the rest of the pasuk, the v'chulba, etc. is, Madua derech Rishayim tzalecha. Why is it that Rishayim was so successful? You think it's such a neat thing? You think it's such a quid pro quo? Skip 2 lines. V'chilo ra'a zeh ha'chacham sefer hiyov me'olam shehu malei tochacham sa'zeh. He's up on children. Did Rabbi Yochanan ever read the book of Job? Did Rabbi Yochanan ever read the book of Hiyov? What is he talking about? Ramban struggles with the neat and maybe pat, maybe simplistic, I don't know exactly how to describe it, but clearly not MS. Not MS because the Nevi'im already questioned this, and the whole book of Job. The whole Sefer Eo as well questioned this. He never read it. It's such a dramatic way to formulate this. Rabbi Yitzhak Arama, also a great Sephardi Parsha, in the middle of the next section, in Parsha Semo, also deals with this Gemara. And his question is not from Psukim. His question is not the Ramban's question, that the Nevi'im already yelled about this, or Sefer Eov is devoted to undermine, apparently, this simple paradigm. He has a different question. Middle of the page. Iker la shekavonos shekivnu. Iker la shekivnu bezeho inyam. With regard to the issue that he's talking about, you see the immediate quote is Zeser from Shalbanim. In order to understand the substance of this matter, Yisbar will become clear. Kishenamor al hasafek ha'otzor shehikshu hakod min boze ha'amayr. Hasafek ha'otzor is not just a little safek, it's not just a little question. It is a deep and profound question, which the earlier ones already asked on this minor chazal. Mima sheyeyed hachush al ha'hefach mimashir gozrubo. What's chush? The chush is one senses. I don't need a pasuk. I don't have to bring a raya from the pasuk to question this. I just have to open up my eyes. My senses make it clear to me that the simple pshat in this Gemara is unintelligible. V'zeki kama rishon gemura balei superov hashamim tuvah mishpatim lefnei Hashem. V'kama chasidim gemurim nechrusu yameh. All you have to do is look around and you know it's not true. The eich olar shehat tzadikim ha-gemurim nechtovim v'nechtovim ma'ovim l'chayim. How can he say? Yitzhak Aranda attempts two answers to this question. What's pshat? In Amar Rav Chisdadoi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shlosh Esfarim Mishpachim, Tzadikim Gemurim get over here right away, Rishon Gemurim get over here right away, and Beinim Mokhi Yukalodim. What does he mean? If the reality is not like this. I'm going to read you his answers. And you'll judge for yourselves to what extent these answers are satisfying or helpful to you. The issue of talks about Kushiyazos, Bishayomu, She'en Masay at Tzadikim Har Rishonim, Nikurim with Bnei Adam. Umi Odeya in Har Rasha, Hamar Rechiyamen, Eno Tzadi Gomer, Bimatsbura, Hayidu Meitzel Hashem Yisbar. וכן הצדק הנכרס בחצי יום הוא בהפך. Yitzhak Aranda says that people aren't what you think they are necessarily. Why are you bothered by this question? Because you say this person was such a Russian, why is he living an easy life? No, you're wrong. You think he's a Russian. You don't really know. He's really a tzaddik. Only God knows. So the paradigm remains intact, and the question that we have is based on a faulty assumption. Who knows what's going on by Yerim and Keshina? Who knows really what the other person, you think he's a tzaddik? How do you know? Only Hashem knows. I have a horrific topic with this answer. I'm pouring my kishkas out tonight, and maybe by the end you'll be able to help me. This is unbelievable. Try to tell me that people have really no sense at all about another human being. I can understand. You know, a little bit here, a little bit there. How do you know? Who knows what they do? Who knows in the Dalabamas of their own house? But to give a zog, and to make such a statement, to me it's very difficult. It's very difficult. I would say that I, like you, we have a pretty good sense. We have a pretty good sense about people. We don't know everything. How can we know everything? We don't know what's going on with Matsune Halev. We don't know what's going on behind the closed doors, but we have a good sense. We know when somebody's in Erlich and Yid. We know how they behave. We know what Chesed is, and we know what Talmud Torah is, and we know what Tefillah Betzibur is, and we know what it means to be Nizhar, Kalak, and Vachamur. We know what it means to go to Mikvah. We know. We have a sense. But that's his first answer. The first answer maintains the paradigm, and the problem is in our perception. Second answer is, we're talking about Olam Haba. You know, we believe, and we really believe, this is fundamental, that this world is a closed door, and the real world is an Olam Haba. And when it says that Rishon will get this and Tzadikim get that, it doesn't mean in this world. It means in the next world. If you look at the Medrash Rabbah Noach, right below, so 5-6 lines from the bottom, the Dach Dekim at Tzadikim, that HaKadosh Baruch in the middle of the line, That tzaddikim get punished for the few bad deeds that they did in this world. We call Olam Haba the Olam Ha'emes. Emes is not for this world. Ultimate Emes, we don't get it, we don't see it, it doesn't compute for us, we don't understand it. Olam Haba is the Olam Ha'emes. In the Olam Ha'emes, everything works out. And conversely, Mashpia Shalva Mershayim, Vinosen Lohem, Tzchar Mitzvos Kabal, Shaosubo, Hazer, did they be part of the Hemlasilo? That Mershayim are treated well in this world in order to be able to get the reward for the few good deeds that they do, so that when it comes time for Adam Havel, they will be doing. If you look back at page 2, that's the way Tosfos, on that Gemara, that's the way Tosfos understands this. The last few words of the Tosfos that we saw before, Ibra Maskol de Mechpade, says also, V'chol zeh, dekori hocha, gabi rishay nisa, v'gabi tzadikim chayim, klomar v'chayay ha'olam. I must tell you, I believe the emuna shalem without any question at all. There's not a shred of a doubt in my mind that Olam Haba is the Olam Ha'emes, and that the reason why we are asking these questions is because we are human and we are finite, and there is no way that's conceivably possible for us to understand. This is an answer that speaks to me, although the pain and the sadness and the tragedy and the catastrophe is enormous. You know what? But Michael, I'll get to Olam Haba in due time. Why do I have to get to Olam Haba so fast? My old age, I'll get to Olam Haba. I believe it. I feel it. I struggle. Page 4. Shira Shira Rabba, Beis Tessai. Pasuk says in Shira Shira. Haroa Bashashah. Rabbi Yochanan Isyasar. My third approach. Haroa Bashashah, Rabbi Yochanan Isyasar, Rabbi Yochanan got sick. It's an amazing story in this Medrash. Va'avad Chashash Bitzar Lo Raya. Plus, Chinu Plag. He suffered from an illness for 3.5 years. So Rabbi Chanina Lelevakar Yasek. So Rabbi Chanina comes to visit him. Amalei Moe Salach looks at him, he says, what's going on? Rabbi Chanina says to Rabbi Yochanan, what's going on? Amalei Is Alogi Yoser Mi Masoi. I have more than I can bear. I have a peckle more than I can handle. Amalei, so Rabbi Chanina says to him, look, have it, Omer King. Shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say that you have to deal with something more than you're capable of dealing with. It's not nice. Ela Hebe Omer, you should say, Akel Hanema, the faithful God. The faithful God. The Mishroch is Akel Hanema. You should say Akel Hanema. Therefore, Kad HaPetzara, Kishiyaloi, when the pain of Rabbi Yochanan was very difficult, Avomar Hakiyah Ha'Ne'eman. He would say Hakiyah Ha'Ne'eman. He took the advice of his friend. V'chad HaBamatsha Avon Tzari Yosem Yitzorko, and when it became Mamish, utterly Yifrelech, more than he could possibly bear, HaVasolek Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina would come, Omar Avoy Milo, V'havon Nosei V'Nefash. He would say some kind of an epis, some kind of an incantation, some kind of a brocha, some kind of something, and that would have the koyach of alleviating the pain that Rabbi Yochanan was suffering. Lebasu Yomim, after some time, it changed Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina gets sick. Right? So So now Rechavim was saying Rabbi Chanina let the visit in. So now the tables are turned, now Rabbi Chanina gets in. So look at Rechavim, in fact, great, Rabbi Chanina comes to visit him. Amar Lai Mo Yisalach, what's Tutzach, what's going on? Amar Lai Goy, he says, Ma Koshin Him HaNisur. How difficult is the suffering? Amar Lai, so Rabbi Chanina says to him, Mas Chavar Merubo, just shows the floor, the kind of schar. What kind of reward are you going to get for all of this suffering? Amar Lai, Rabbi Chanina says, this is not my words, the Medrash. You know what? I'm meichel the suffering, and I'm meichel the reward. That's it. Forget that. Forget the reward. I don't want to suffer. Good life. Ma ana ba'i mahon, the world I grant. I don't want to suffer, I don't want the reward. You're telling me, wow, wow, could you imagine the kind of reward I'm going to get? I can't stand this. I can't deal with this. I can't abide this now. That's what he says. Amar Lei Bama Leisat Amar Ahimilsa the Hadi Samar Elai the Insiv Nefash. Rabbi Yechon says to him, remember when I was sick, when for me it was Mamish Kifrelach, you came and you whispered something and you made it go away. So whisper the same thing. You're the Bala whisperer, you're the Bala Medra. You did it for me, so do it for yourself. I don't know it. I needed you to help me, but you do know it. So why don't you say it for yourself? So he answered him something very true. God, I mean, the little bar, when I was on the outside, Havina already more hard. I was able to help somebody else. The Chaduna, I know the God, but now I'm on the inside. Leisa na boyach, one in the Yerbuni. Don't I need somebody else? You can help somebody else, but it's much harder to help yourself. For Yenim, I'll tell you, for me, it doesn't really work. All right, well, so he says, he gives him an answer. Number three. Pasuk says, Aroa Meshach Shalom. Ein Shalhito, Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu, Memash Ben Shubo, Elo Bivnei Adam, Shalhim Amrach Keshoshah. The rod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only attaches itself to somebody who is pliable, somebody whose heart is soft. Because if the heart is hard, then the heart will break. If the heart is soft, Asher Shalim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings. Amar Rebbe Elazar, next paragraph, so the Mashal is Lebala Bayis. What was a gezinta behemah? The zinta shtark behemah. The other one was nebuch the garbage, the weakling. Alayz and Ehlum Matriach. Who's he going to give the big job to do? Lola Losa Shekocha Yafeh. He's going to give the serious labor to the animal that's stronger. Kach, in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Menaseh Asar Hashayim, Lama, Shein and Nechon Lama, Umi Hu Menaseh Atzadiki. And the same thing is Rabbi Yosef in the next paragraph. The Moshe list of a flax beater. Hishtani Zeh, Shekit, Kishe, Hishtan O Kashe, Ain't no Mark Hishon Rabbi Yosef. The flax is hard, he doesn't beat the flax. Because if he beats the flax is going to crack, and then the flax is worthless. Lama should be procast, it's going to split. Ukishitushtam yafe, kol shehu makishol lehavi mishabachas v'alabachas. But when it's soft, so it strengthens it. Kafi ha-kadosh baruch hu menasa l'rishayim, she'en yichol l'mamu menasa atzadik. I resonate very deeply with what Rabbi Chanina told Rabbi Yechon. You know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to me. I'm not so strong like you think I am. I'm not so strong. And you know what, I don't want to be so strong. Make me less strong. And Hat Rachmanis. Make me less strong. And Hat Rachmanis. God only brings what people could... I don't know. I don't really understand. The Meichel. And how am I Meichel? I'm majorly Meichel. So the Chiddush HaMidrash requires thought. Number 4, page 5. Famous Gemara Brachos that hang it up. The middle of the Amid, hang it up. Omar Rabba Yitema, Rabbi Chizda, Rabba Adam, Shi Yisur and Gohan Allah, Yifash Vesh Bumas. So we have to be introspective. Pish Vesh Bumas Matza, which to me is extraordinary. I actually can't be massive such a thing. So I did, I looked in the Lo Matzah. What I think it means is that I looked inside and I couldn't find anything that is as bad as what has happened to me. Yeah, of course, I find that. We have a notion of Yisurim Shabbatah, which relates to the second explanation that I presented earlier. Look at Rashi and Yisurim Shabbatah on the left-hand side in the middle, the top of Hei and Aleph. Yibra Maschel Yisurim Shabbatah Kodesh Baruch Hu Liyasro Ba'olam Hazeh Ba'olam Shum Avon Kedei Baharbo Schor Ba'olam Haba Yosef Kedei Zuch. And I'll tell you something, I'm a Kabbalist. I can understand that. I can and I can't. So there are 4 mahalos here, and maybe you know more. One is the reward and punishment paradigm, which Yitzhak Arama tries to defend by saying that we question it because it's a chisari idea on our part. We don't really know the truth. The second is Olam Haba. The third is you give somebody what they could take. And the fourth is Yisur HaShem. A number of years ago, I came across a magnificent poem by Robert Frost on page 6. And it really resonated with me. Yesh Chachma Bagoyin Tamen. Because he hits the nail on the head. Comes from the complete poems of Robert Frost. It's called The Mask of Reason. There's a man and a wife. A man sits leaning back against the palm. His wife lies by him looking at the sky. They have a conversation. The wife says, halfway down the first column, there's a strange light on everything today. The man says, at the end, someone is caught in the branches. Second column, the wife says, it's God. Skip a little bit, the wife says, go over and speak to him before the others come. Tell him he may remember you, you're Job. God is there. You once had Epis to do with God. Go over and reintroduce yourself to him. God, oh, I remember well, you're Job, my patient. How are you now? I trust you're quite recovered and feel no ill effects from what I gave you. Job. Third line, yes, I'm fine, except for now and then a reminiscent twinge of rheumatism, says God, and that's the Iker when he puts into God's mouth. I've had you on my mind 1,000 years to thank you someday for the way you helped me establish once for all the principle. There's no connection man can reason out between his just deserts and what he gets. You help me establish once for all the principle that there's no connection man can reason out. Understand, it's not that there's no connection, but there's no connection that a human being can be massive, that a human being can understand between the just deserts and what happens. Virtue may fail, and wickedness succeed. It was a great demonstration we put on. A few months later, too long I wrote you this apology for the apparently unmeaning sorrow you were afflicted with in those old days. But it was of the essence of the trial. You shouldn't understand it at the time. It had to seem unmeaning to have meaning. And so we're left with questions. We're left with a question that the rabbi posed when he so graciously introduced me a while ago. What's this? How do we understand this? We are not meaning. We believe in a emotional. And we take that belief really seriously. We understand that now, Ben Kesem Ha'asra, during our service to the children in particular, Korav Hashem L'chol Korav, the Kaddish Baruch Hu is closer to us. We're engaged in a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We take the Kaddish Baruch Hu seriously, and what does it mean? It just doesn't seem right. We are met with unmitigated uncertainty. And as a matter of fact, on page 7, uncertainty is at the core of Rosh Hashanah. The core of Rosh Hashanah, the core of the Iker Mitzvah Saseh that we perform at Rosh Hashanah is uncertainty. We don't know. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Rabbi Gimel, on the days of Rosh Hashanah, a little bit more than halfway down the Amid. We use as the source for the sounds of the shofar the word that's used in the context of Ema de Sisra. And the word that's used in the context of Ema de Sisra is uncertain. We don't know what it means, Batiyave Vein Sisra. Does it mean the long out krechtzes like the shmarim? Does it mean the short staccato sounds like the truah? And we paskin the uncertainty. On the end of the sugya, the bottom of page 7, iskin Rabbi Yochut, Rabbi Yavo, the Kisri, the Kiyosh, Moshe Shmarim, Truah, the Kiyah. Marashach, Rabbi Gemar, Iyabu, the Yalir, Levin, the Kiyah, Truah, the Kiyah. The Igaluche, Gamach, why do you do Shvarim and Truah in the middle? We know you have Tekiyah on both sides. The middle is one sound. So whatever that sound is, that's the sound you should do in the middle. You should either do Shvarim surrounded by two Tekiyahs or do Truah surrounded by two Tekiyahs. And for the Gemara Sakha, Igenuche Gorach, Igenuche Gorach. We don't know. There's a lot that we don't know. And when we listen to the shofar, the shofar screams uncertainty to us. That's dafka why we do what we do. The top left of page 8, I xeroxed a little passage from Rav Soloveitchik, who analyzes the experience of Ein Sisra. Rav Soloveitchik says that the shofar's required response to the shofar, the top left of page 8, which the Rambam refers to, the famous Rambam Uru, Yishen and Yishinatska, and awakening from sleep, the required response is the abrupt, tragic realization that the false assumptions upon which we build our lives have come crashing before our eyes. We find ourselves alone at the end of the paragraph, bereft of our illusions, terrified and paralyzed before God. In the book of Judges, the story is told of the decisive military defeat and the humiliating death of the pagan general Sisra at the hand of the Israelites. In a song of praise for this victory, the prophetess Devorah portrayed the mother of Sisra waiting at her window for her son's victorious return from the battle against the Israelites, as he had indeed done so many times in the past. And he quotes this pasuk, it's on the top right-hand side, Ba'ad ha-chalon nishkafa bat-yaveh ben Sisra. Yet although overtly anticipating her son's triumphant return, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, in a deep recess of her heart, Sisra's mother tragically sensed that this time he was, in fact, never coming home again. And this, the certainty of shattered illusions, is the core of the show. I actually don't see it that way. I actually see that the whole point of Ein Sisra is dafka because she was uncertain this time also. She didn't know for sure that this time he was not going to come home. She's sitting at the window, and she's waiting, and she doesn't know. Because there's a lot that we don't know. There's an enormous amount that we don't know, and not knowing, the humility of human not knowing, is at the core of Shofar and at the core of Yom HaMorah. But there is one thing that I believe we do know, and with this I want to conclude. Ashrei Ha'am, what do we say after we finish the case? Ashrei Ha'am, it's right there in the middle of the right-hand side, page 8. Yodei Tzru. We are a nation that knows the truth. What does it mean, Yodei Tzru? If you look at the pasuk in Bamidbar at the bottom of the page, where the pasuk says, "Lo hidin avem b'yakov v'lo ra'am al b'yisrael Hashem al kavi lo utruas nalachlo." What does trua mean? Says Rashi, "Utruas nalachlo." Trua is a lashon chibah for reis. You see, at the end of the day, what I really feel and struggle to feel is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are times when we don't understand. And there are times when we even more than don't understand, we're angry. And there are times when we challenge, and there are times when we struggle. But we're struggling with a Rabbono Shel Olam who is a constant, ongoing, primary force in our lives. If I didn't believe Chas V'Shalom in the Rabbono Shel Olam, so what am I wasting my time for? It's all chance, and who knows, and who cares, it doesn't matter. It's mikra. I struggle because I believe in God. And because I believe that God is engaged with me in my life. If you look on the left-hand side, the last page, excuse me, the middle of page 9, and at the end of the last book, one of my favorite quotes from Rabbi Soloveitchik. And at the end of the day, this is what gives me chizuk. He talks about his mother. This is a hesped he gave for his nachatenista. His nachatenista, the mother of my teacher. I studied in university with the Rav's older son-in-law, Professor Yitzchak Porsky, Zichrono Livracha. His father was the Talmud Rebbe. When his father died, he became the Talmud Rebbe. He was a professor at Harvard, and he was the Talmud Rebbe. His mother was the Talmud Rebbetzin. When she died, he was married. He, Professor Porsky, was married to the oldest daughter of Rav Soloveitchik. He was the son-in-law of Rav Soloveitchik. So his mother, Rav Soloveitchik, were mechutanim. When she died, the Rav was masped her and published the hesped in a year later in Tradition magazine. In the master is Nachatenas, they talk about his own mother. Last page. I admit that I'm not able to define precisely the Masoretic role of the Jewish mother. Only by circumscription I hope to be able to explain it. Permit me to draw upon my own experiences. And he talks about his relationship with his own mother. I still remember the nostalgic tune at the end of the paragraph. I learned from her very much. Most of all, I learned that Judaism expresses itself not only in formal compliance with the law, but also in the living experience. It's not just a maisa mitzvah, it's not just a pehulas mitzvah, it's not just the technicality of the mitzvah, but there's a life to the mitzvah, there's a feeling, there's a varakai. The mitzvah is alive, it affects me. It's not just something perfunctory external that I do. She told me that there's a flavor, a scent, a warmth to mitzvahs. I learned from her the most important thing in life. This is the line. To feel the presence of the Almighty and the gentle pressure of his hand rested upon my frail shoulders. And even when I'm struggling, and even when I don't understand. And even when it seems like it's exactly the opposite. Who better to yell at than the Ribbono Shel Olam? Who better to struggle with than the Ribbono Shel Olam? Who better to seek nechama from than the Ribbono Shel Olam? And I think that's pshat, where I started. What does it mean? Uchuva tefillah b'stokah. Not if you're an Israel, I would say. The English translation is wrong. The English translation that we started with is repentance, prayer, and charity cancel the stern decree. They don't cancel the stern decree. If it wanted to say cancel the stern decree, it would have said a chuva tefillah b'stokah, ma'avirin es habizera hamra'a. What does it say? Uchuva tefillah b'stokah, ma'avirin es roa. The gezeira doesn't necessarily go away, and we have no idea. No idea, zero. 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 But what makes the roa, habizera, somewhat manageable? The evilness of the decree, the bitterness, the absolute chasm is tshuva tefillah b'stokah. Because tshuva tefillah b'stokah presuppose a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva tefillah b'stokah presuppose a relationship with a community. This is a community. This is an amazing community. People never who suffer draw comfort from the community. Come to shul. People come to the ship house. People pour chesed. People sit and cry. There's nothing you can say. One draws a shtickle, epis, horon, something to deal from tshuva tefillah b'stokah. Tshuva means I have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. Tshuva is not only for b'nadam l'makom, it's b'nadam l'chaveru. I'm part of a community. I have to deal with people. If I ruin them, I have to go to them. I get strength from them. Tefillah is, I'm espalot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm espalot to feel that hug around my shoulder, that glet on my cheek, even when I'm dying and I'm choking. And tefillah takes place not at all. Tefillah presupposes a tzibur. I have to come to shul. Tzedakah is a relationship with somebody else. At the end of the day, there are no answers. But we draw maybe a measure of something. Tshuva tefillah b'stokah. Ma'avirin. It's roa hagezeira. It somehow helps a little bit. Doesn't make it go away. Doesn't make it not happen. It helps somewhat to deal with in the darkest and most difficult moments. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom and give us the capacity, in spite of everything, to continue to believe in Him and to seek solace in Him and to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the meaning and for the wisdom and for the strength and for the zocher for the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to offer us for this year and in Yitzhak Hashem for many years to come.
Please remain as well, like you should stand and came over after at this point, after which we would go to the open room for refreshments, which will be followed by Maharaj. And the Lord Mordechai.
Mm-hmm.